Good morning. It's April 29th, and this is your daily brief in entertainment. Here's everything you need to know. In a turn of events that has reignited conversations about justice and accountability in cases of sexual misconduct, Harvey Weinstein, the once powerful Hollywood producer, finds himself at the center of legal and medical drama. After his 2020 convictions for rape and sexual assault were overturned on April 25th, Weinstein, age 72, was transferred to Bellevue Hospital in New York City for medical tests. This move follows an appeals court ruling that vacated his conviction, nullified his 23-year sentence, and ordered a retrial on the charges. Despite the overturned conviction in New York, Weinstein remains in custody due to a separate conviction in Los Angeles, highlighting the complex legal battles he continues to face. The decision to vacate Weinstein's conviction has sparked concern among public figures, including New York Governor Kathy Hochul and attorney Gloria Allred. They worry about the potential negative impact on survivors of abuse coming forward, signaling a broader debate about the implications of such legal reversals. Additionally, dissent within the appeals court, with two justices warning that the ruling may compromise the safety and interests of women, underscores the contentious nature of this decision. As Weinstein awaits numerous tests at Bellevue before a potential return to Rikers Island jail complex, his lawyer, Arthur Idala, plans to request a retrial after Labor Day. This development not only raises questions about Weinstein's health and future, but also about the broader implications for justice and accountability in cases of sexual misconduct. In a groundbreaking move for Indian cinema, Kalki 2898 AD is setting the stage for a monumental release. With a stellar cast including Prabhas, Amitabh Bachchan, Deepika Padukone, Kamal Hassan, and Disha Patani, Vijayanthi Films has earmarked June 27, 2024, for its premiere, shifting from its original May 9th schedule. This adjustment comes as the film undergoes extensive post-production work, a testament to its ambition and scale. Kalki 2898 AD is not just another addition to the Tollywood filmography. It's being hailed as India's most expensive film, boasting a budget of over 600 crore rupees. The filmmakers are targeting a global audience, aiming to transcend cultural and geographical boundaries with its launch. The film's narrative ambitiously spans 6,000 years, from the epic of Mahabharata to the futuristic 2898 AD, promising a cinematic journey unlike any other. The recently unveiled poster offers a glimpse into the fresh character looks, with Amitabh Bachchan portraying the mentor figure Ashwathama and Deepika Padukone appearing as a formidable warrior. Director Nag Ashwin's vision for the film is clear: to create a unique Indian sci-fi world that stands apart from typical genre aesthetics, steering clear of comparisons to iconic films like Blade Runner. As the film wraps up its final stages of post-production, with non-theatrical deals already in place, anticipation builds for its crossover success in the West. The global appeal of Indian cinema, particularly in North America, sets a promising stage for Kalki 2898 AD to captivate audiences worldwide with its original storytelling and visual spectacle. In a groundbreaking moment for Australian cinema, Nicole Kidman, at the age of 56, etched her name into history as the first Australian to be honored with the 49th AFI Life Achievement Award. This accolade was presented at a dazzling gala in Hollywood on April 28, year 2024, marking a significant milestone not just for Kidman but for the Australian acting community at large. The ceremony was nothing short of a Hollywood who's who, with emotional tributes pouring in from industry giants like Meryl Streep, Russell Crowe, Hugh Jackman, and Kate Blanchett. A particularly touching moment came from Kidman's husband, Keith Urban, who delivered a heartfelt speech in her honor. Adding to the family affair, Kidman's two teenage daughters made a striking debut on the red carpet, showcasing the personal significance of the evening for Kidman. The gala wasn't just a celebration of Kidman's storied career. It also served a greater cause, raising over $2 million for the American Film Institute. This substantial contribution underscores the event's impact beyond mere accolades, supporting the next generation of filmmakers and actors. The tribute special, capturing these memorable moments and more, is slated for a June premiere, with a scheduled broadcast on TNT on June 17th. Attendees and viewers alike were reminded of Kidman's versatile career, spanning from her Oscar-winning role in The Hours to her formative years in Australian cinema. The afterparty, held at the Sunset Tower Hotel, continued the celebration of Kidman's achievements, further solidifying her status as a luminary in the film industry. With her family by her side, including her two adult children with ex-husband Tom Cruise, the event was a testament to Kidman's enduring legacy and influence in the world of entertainment. Taylor Swift's latest masterpiece, The Tortured Poets Department, has shattered records and set a new benchmark in the music industry, becoming the talk of the town for its unprecedented success. Let's dive into the details of this monumental achievement. In its debut week alone, the album sold over 2.6 million units, making it the biggest album of the decade. But the records didn't stop there. It also set a historic streaming record with 891.37 million streams across all 31 tracks, becoming the fastest album in history to surpass 1 billion global streams. This staggering achievement not only underscores Swift's unparalleled influence in the music world, but also marks The Tortured Poets Department as the best-selling album of 2024. The album's success extended across the pond, topping the UK music chart with the largest first-week sales seen in 7 years. Stateside, it climbed to number one on Billboard's Hot 200 chart, marking Swift's 14th album to achieve this feat and tying her with rapper Jay-Z. This accomplishment cements her status as one of the music industry's most formidable acts. The record's triumph has also sparked a significant increase in vinyl sales, showcasing the diverse formats in which fans are choosing to enjoy Swift's music, including versions with exclusive bonus tracks. Swift took to social media to express her gratitude for the overwhelming support and shared her excitement to resume her Eras tour, starting on May 9th in Paris. Taylor Swift's The Tortured Poets Department is not just an album. It's a historic event that has redefined what success looks like in the music industry. Its record-breaking achievements and the anticipation for Swift's upcoming tour performances are a testament to her enduring appeal and the deep connection she has forged with her audience. In a reshuffling of its cinematic deck, Sony Pictures has adjusted the release dates of several highly anticipated films, signaling a strategic response to the current entertainment landscape. This move includes the delay of Kraven the Hunter, the introduction of a Karate Kid reboot, and the announcement of a new film titled They Listen. Kraven the Hunter, initially set for an August 30, 2024 release, will now make its debut on December 13, 2024, in IMAX format. Directed by J.C. Chandor, the film stars Aaron Taylor-Johnson in the titular role, with a supporting cast that includes Ariana DeBose, Alessandro Nivola, and Russell Crowe. The storyline delves into Kraven's unique ability to communicate with animals, offering a fresh perspective on the Spider-Man villain. In a related shift, the release of the Karate Kid reboot has been moved from December 13, 2024 to May 30, 2025. This decision follows the success of Cobra Kai, the series on Netflix that reinvigorated interest in the Karate Kid franchise. Meanwhile, They Listen, a new addition to Sony's lineup directed by Chris Weitz and starring John Cho, has been scheduled for August 30, 2024, taking over the slot originally held by Kraven the Hunter. These changes in Sony's film release schedule reflect broader industry trends, including the impact of Hollywood labor strikes and the anticipation of a box office shortfall this summer. The strategic postponement and scheduling of these films underscore Sony's adaptability in a fluctuating market, aiming to maximize audience engagement and box office success amidst the challenges faced by the film industry. This has been your daily brief in entertainment. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow We'll be back with everything you need to know.